Evan's welcome. One morning at Northside School, a friendly woman greeted children in the front hallway. Right before classes began, a shy boy walked up to her. She asked the boy his name. "My name is Evan," he replied as he looked at the ground. The woman smiled and said, "Welcome to Northside. I'm the principal, Mrs. Bordoni." "Good morning," said Evan, looking sad. "I know you are new, but you will like it here," said Mrs. Bordoni. "I will show you the way to your new classroom." "I didn't want to move and leave my friends," whispered Evan. Mrs. Bordoni responded, "I know. You will have friends here too. You'll see." She walked him to room 106 and introduced him to his teacher, Mr. Cortez. "Welcome to our class," said Mr. Cortez. "We were talking about a story we had just read. Who can tell Evan what it was about?" One of the girls raised her hand and answered, "This family moves to a new state. It's a funny and sad story." Evan seemed to cheer up a bit. He asked, "Did they like the new place?" Marco answered, "Not at first, but by the end, they made lots of new friends." Tom added, "The girl from next door said she needed help. When they got to her house, there was a party and a sign that read, 'Welcome.'" "The neighbors really made the family feel welcome," Mr. Cortez stated. Later, Mrs. Bordoni returned to walk Evan to lunch. As they entered the lunchroom, Evan spotted a sign inside reading, "Welcome, Evan." Evan smiled. "I can't believe you did this for me," he said. Three students in costumes came in carrying a cake that read, "Welcome, Evan." Evan asked, "Why are the kids dressed in costumes?" Mr. Cortez answered, "They are characters in a play. I believe they still need another cat." "Could I be the cat?" asked Evan. "That's exactly what we were hoping. That way you'll fit right in," answered Mrs. Bordoni. Evan cried, "That's great! My biggest fear was that I wouldn't fit in. Thanks." Mrs. Bordoni responded, "You're welcome. Now let's eat the cake."